This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. I'm pleased to welcome Jen White, the new host of 1A, the NPR show that originates at WAMU in Washington. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
1A airs on this station and many others right after Morning Edition. It's not a news magazine, but rather a discussion of vital topics of the moment. Tell me your vision for the show.
Well, my hope is that we can really use the show as a convener, a place where Americans from different backgrounds, from different political stripes can come together and have a conversation about what we want America to be.
That's all.
Well,
that's enough.
That's the quick and dirty answer. But there's a lot that goes into that. And I think we're seeing that particularly right now, I'm in the middle of a pandemic and movements about police violence, and the country's grappling with a lot of issues. And I think they're difficult ones and they're not comfortable conversations, but they're conversations we need to have together.
You're a native of Detroit, and you've worked in a number of roles in TV and radio in Michigan, and most recently at WBEZ in Chicago. 1A gives you such an important voice at a time when the issues could not be more urgent. I want to hear how you view that opportunity as a woman of color, as a journalist, and as a part of the public radio family.
So it's interesting to think about the show as giving me a voice, because in my work, what I've really tried to do is center the voices of our listeners. I really think that it's important, and it's something 1A does so well, to make this a conversation again that we're having with one another. And the way the show works to include listener voices through texts, through tweets, through Facebook messages, through audio messages, it's really less about me and more about you and what you have to say. And I'm the facilitator of that conversation, but I'm a lot more interested in what our listeners have to say than what I have to say, which may seem counterintuitive to some people, you know, to step into a national show with that perspective. But I think that's really important as a host of a show like this, to make sure that the voice that is central isn't mine.
In your previous positions as a host on radio and on television, is there a particular experience that you think back to that sort of informs your direction going forward with 1A?
Oh, wow. So many experiences. One that really lives with me is a conversation I had with three mothers in Flint, Michigan. This was during the Flint water crisis. And we'd been talking a lot about what was happening in the city and how families were trying to deal with this massive failure of government, and that they were getting poisoned water, water they should have been able to trust, water coming out of their faucets, but that, in fact, had lead in it. Having a conversation with three moms about that, the day-to-day reality of that experience, really lives with me.
It's really interesting that your mind doesn't first gravitate to the most famous person you've interviewed.
You know, I get this question about dream interviews. You know, who's the person you wanna interview most in the world? And my thinking around that has changed so much, because the most important conversation I'm having in any show is the conversation I'm having in that moment. I think when we invite people on this show, when we invite listeners to participate, and we truly value their voices, it doesn't matter the position a person holds. That conversation is no more important than a conversation with a mom who's figuring out how to give her family access to clean water. That's how I think about the work, and my dream interview in any given moment is the one I'm having right then.
That's great. Let me wish you the best of luck in this new position from all the listeners here in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley.
Thank you, Brad, and hopefully I'll get down to visit at some point. I hear it's beautiful.
That would be great. Jen White is the new host of 1A, which follows Morning Edition every weekday here at WLVR. The show begins at 10:00.